Anna was startled awake by a shooting pain in her right arm. She tried to move her left arm, but it had gone completely numb. It took a few seconds to assess the situation. Her two young sons were attached to either side of her like Velcro. She reached over Henry, who was sleeping in the middle of the bed, for her husband, Jason.
"Baby," she whispered into the dark. "You there?"
Her hand fell onto a bunched-up pillow, used as a barrier to prevent Henry from falling over the edge of the bed should he squirm from Anna's grip in Jason's absence. Anna tried to disentangle from her sons without waking them.
"Oh, guys," Anna muttered. "We've got to stop sleeping like this."
Jostled awake by his mother's movements, Henry pushed himself up on his knees and held his face just an inch above his mother's. Anna inhaled his sweet, moist breath.
"Papa,"
he articulated forcefully. He was hungry, before giving her his version of a good morning kiss. He bumped his forehead against hers and smiled a wet baby smile, drooling onto his mother's cheek. He then pointed to his big brother, Oscar, still asleep on the other side of his mother with one small arm flung across her body.
"Uh-oh."
"Shh, don't wake Oscar," Anna said without effect. "Let your brother sleep."
As if a one-year-old would listen to reason, Henry proceeded to hit Oscar in the head with his warm palm, getting the desired response.
"Henry, I'm sleeping, don't do that,"
Oscar scolded. Then,
"Mama, are you here?"
A common rhetorical question from her three-year-old. He asked it only when he was wrapped around her.
"Yes, Oscar, I'm here."
"Are you staying home with me today?"
"No, sweetheart, I have to go to work, but I'll play with you this morning until I have to leave, okay?"
"I want Papa,"
Oscar responded, a tremble in his voice. He was going to start crying in a second. Henry, growing impatient with the conversation, tried to throw himself off the bed. He couldn't quite navigate the 3-foot drop, and Anna had to grab him by the back of his pajamas to help him down without landing on his head. It was only 5:30 in the morning, and the entire family was already wide awake. Just then, Jason came in with milk for the boys and a steaming cup of coffee for his wife.
"When did you get up?"
Anna asked, yawning.
"I didn't even hear you."
"About an hour ago. I couldn't get back to sleep once Oscar came into bed."
Anna and Jason had given up on trying to discipline the boys about sleeping in their own beds. Each evening started out with the best intentions, but by morning, either they were all asleep in the same bed, or Anna was with Oscar in his bed or in Henry's with him, or Jason was with either or neither, in which case Anna was with both in their bed. Sometimes the configuration changed several times in the course of a night. The first thing Anna did every morning when she woke up was to take inventory of who was where. This morning, they all stayed cuddled on the bed together and read books until Anna had to get up to take a shower.
"Okay, boys, I've got to get going."
She kissed Henry's belly and Oscar's head and gave Jason a lingering one on the lips before crawling out from the messy bed and heading for the bathroom. It was one of the most difficult parts of her day, the moment when she had to physically pull away from her sons and husband. Anna hurried through her shower to give herself a few more minutes with the boys. She was dressed in what Oscar called her work clothes. Anna was certain it was the first time Jill Sander was ever referred to as work clothes. This morning she had on a sleeveless, form-fitting dress in gunmetal gray with bright yellow piping. Her chestnut hair was held back with a sheer yellow scarf, and her long legs were bare. Already sun-kissed from weekends outside with the boys, she put on some pale lipstick, a bit of mascara, and was ready to go with an extra 20 minutes to spare. She found Jason and the boys blowing bubbles in the tiny backyard off the ground floor of their Brooklyn brownstone duplex.
"What are you guys doing?"
Anna asked cheerily, hiding how glum she felt on this beautiful June morning. What she wouldn't give to put on her play clothes and hang out with her family all day.
"We're blowing bubbles with Papa,"
Oscar answered.
"You go to work, Mama. Leave now."
"Okay, Oscar. Mama's going."
Anna looked to Jason, who gave her a sympathetic smile. She hesitated before turning to leave.
"Go now,"
Oscar repeated,